Hi, this is Susan. Thank you for joining me for this meditation, this loving kindness meditation for victims of racism and violence. It has been an extraordinarily difficult and painful day. There has been so much rage and sorrow and confusion and deep, deep, deep longing to help. And in addition to these incredibly difficult, painful feelings, almost impossible to digest, along with it all is an incredibly potent longing to live in peace. There's also I don't know what the right word is even, a rageful wish to stand between perpetrators of violence and their victims, to protect others, to protect people of color, to protect women, to protect anyone who has been threatened with and or experienced the hatred of others. So that's what this meditation is about. We're here right now because we feel so much anger, so much fear, so much hopelessness, sorrow, shame. Speaking as a white person. And in addition to all these very uncomfortable, painful, warranted feelings, there is a strange kind of love that accompanies it all. If we didn't long to live in peace and love, if we didn't feel so much about the events of the last few days, the events of hatred and racism and violence and tragedy, if we didn't feel, we feel that so strongly because we have such a deep longing to love. And in order to counter what we are faced with right now, racism and hatred and so on, this may sound like some Buddhist bullshit, but it isn't. We have to learn to work with this rage, with this hopelessness, with this shame, with this longing to live in peace. Otherwise, we will become guilty of exactly what we hate in other people, because we will add to the kitty of hate. I know that sounds really silly. We will add to the storehouse of hate. So we can't do that. Now, there are other options besides lying down and watching TV and thinking, oh, someone else will figure it out. But it seems like for many of us, we think I either have to get in there and fight to the death, which we do, by the way, by saying hateful things, by expressing how horrible I feel, by shaming and terrifying and putting down the people who have caused these terrible situations, who deserve it, by the way. But if we go into a battle armed with the same weapons that our enemy is armed with, we will both be dead. We have to shift the dialogue to a different plane. Anything we do to add to the hatred increases what we hate. That is a painful, painful truth. But there is no incidence in the history of humanity, I'm making some very unilateral giant statements here, there is no incidence in the history of humanity of peace being created through war. Maybe temporarily, but we're looking for a lasting peace. And to achieve it, we have to be very brave and we have to work with this incredibly painful rage, not so that we can go back to our comfortable lives and watch Real Housewives of New York City, although I will tell you, some days that's all I feel like I can do, but so that we can enter clear-eyed into the battle, perhaps of our lifetime, for the soul of our country. So the practice of loving kindness meditation is the practice of meeting this incredible weight, not excluding any thing, not excluding hatred, not excluding rage, not excluding shame or disappointment or sorrow or frustration, not excluding any of that, but working with it to transform it. So this practice of loving kindness, or the practice of wakeful presence, is one piece of a bridge between what we feel now, the rage and frustration and difficulty and so on, to the clear-eyed, brave, uncompromising effort to fight racism and hatred. This practice is a bridge between stupid hate and smart rage. So enough said about that, let's do it. This practice, you can do the practice of loving kindness in a general way. You can do it for people that are suffering from what you suffer with. But this practice is going to be particularly meant for victims of racism and hatred, because we all want to do something. And this is actually something. It doesn't take the place of, you know, calling our politicians and impeaching our stupid president. But it is something, nonetheless, that you can do to contribute to what you actually want to accomplish. So let's begin. Begin, please, by sitting in a relaxed way. And what that means is not sitting in a way where you feel great. It means relaxing with what you feel. Maybe you're scared, maybe you're angry, maybe you're all of the above. That's cool. We can sit together in those feelings, because we have to contact them in order to do this practice and in order to be of benefit altogether. So think of yourself. Start this practice by thinking of yourself and how enraged, upset, sorrowful you are right now. Maybe you are a victim of racism or violence or misogyny. Maybe you have experienced all these things yourself. Maybe you have witnessed others experiencing these things. But we want to start with that personal wish to never have this happen to anyone ever again, including ourselves. So we want to start by wishing ourselves well in the following way. And I'm going to offer you four phrases that you send to yourself. And if one, some of these words don't sound right, change them to words that feel better to you. But here's the first one. Think of yourself and how much you want to help, and how deeply you hold the conviction that what is happening in this country in the last 24 hours especially is wrong, completely wrong. Me, Susan, you, Amy, Tashi, Lisa, Alexandra, Carla, Carmen, Barbara, Debbie, all of your names that I see, Jim Tolstra, I'm so happy you're here, Lee, may Lee, may Jim, may Susan, may Deborah, may I be safe. Send this wish to yourself. May I be safe. May I be protected by others. Wish this for yourself. May I be protected by others. I don't have to do it myself. May I feel at home in my country. May I live in peace. I, Jill, Julie, Ellen, Udo, Kat, Lisa, may I live in peace. Wish this for yourself. Now bring to mind someone you love who has been a victim of racism and or violence. could be someone you know personally, someone that you know as a public figure, someone who you respect, like, love, that has had to contend with this incredible outpouring of stupidity and hate, and wish for people you love who are victims of racism and violence, may you be safe. May you be protected by others. May others come to your aid. Do not have to do this alone. May you be protected by others. May you feel at home in your country. May there be no question that you belong here. May you feel at home and embraced in your country. May you live in peace. May you be surrounded only by peace. Now let this loved one or loved ones go and bring to mind a stranger. Someone you don't know, you don't have feelings about, positive or negative, but you can kind of picture or imagine. Stranger or strangers who have is or have been victims of racism and violence. And for this person that you don't know, or these people that you don't know, who have been and will be victimized by racism and violence, you can still send them every bit of good wishes from your heart by wishing for the strangers who are victims of racism and violence. May you be safe. May you be protected by others. At every turn, may you be protected by others. May you feel at home in your country. This is your country. May you feel at home here. May you live in peace. All the people I don't know who are victims of racism and violence, I long for this for you. May you live in peace. Now we get to the hard part. Let these strangers go, or stranger, and bring to mind the face or identity of a person or people that you hate, that you would call your enemy or enemies. You don't have to like them. You don't have to change your mind about what you think about them at all. Got a lot of noises outside right now. I beg your pardon. So bringing to mind a person or people who you don't like or hate, I'm not afraid to use that word, who are also victims of racism and violence, even if it's only in their own mind. To my enemies, may you be safe. Really feel what that feels like, because this is important. Not may you win, but may you be safe. Then you wouldn't be so nutty, so stupid. May you be protected by others. Not done violence to, so that you will then not do more violence to others. May you be protected. May you feel at home in your country. Not to the exclusion of others, but with everyone else. May you feel at home, deeply at home in your country. Nothing to fight for, because you're home. May you feel at home. May you live in peace. May you be surrounded by peace. And therefore have no need to make war. May you live in peace. Finally, let's bring it all together. You, the people you love, the people you don't know, and the people you despise. Past, present, future. All beings, human, animal, seen, unseen, insect, fish, everybody. May all sentient beings be safe, without exception. May all beings be protected by the other all beings. May all beings be protected by others. May we protect each other. May all beings feel at home in their country. Without exception. May all beings feel at home. May all beings live in peace. All. Let's end our loving kindness meditation together by just sitting together for a few moments. Keep track of the time. In silence and solidarity with victims of racism and violence, which may include us. Let's just sit together in solidarity and breathe. Feel yourself breathing and know that we breathe together. Thank you. I feel my heart connected to yours. I hope you feel a similar connection. And if you would like to leave an aspiration, to rouse an aspiration, put it in comments here. Sounds so silly. Put your aspiration in Facebook. Nonetheless, please, to close, if you would like, state your aspiration, share it with others, and accept a bow from me, please.